Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, David Bowie. Yeah, our subject today is the focus of a newish documentary called Moon Age Daydream. Takes an impressionistic approach to the Bowie experience, not really a straight biographical documentary, but selections of concert clips and visual imagery and interview snippets, all combined to be just as enigmatic as the man himself. And while I didn't always love the movie's aggressive style, it does give you a sense of how cinematic Bowie was in his presentation. So today we're going to look at a few ways that David Bowie's career intersected with film, from talking about the ways his songs have been used in movies, to his own quite intriguing acting career, to songs that he wrote especially for film. We will also play a little music not composed or performed by Bowie, but associated with his acting roles. And then at the end of our show, for the trailer, we will listen to another artist's rendering of a Bowie song for a particularly ingenious movie tribute. Now, the first thing about David Bowie's public persona that was influenced by movie culture was his name. Because, as you may know, he could not use his birth name, which he'd hoped to use as his showbiz moniker, Davy Jones, because the actor who also went by that name had just been made world famous by his participation in The Monkees, that prefab TV show knockoff of the Beatles. And then, actually, Bowie also flirted with the name Tom Jones. That also did not work out, as you can imagine, until he settled on a name that supposedly he took after seeing the movie The Alamo, which starred Richard Widmark as Jim Bowie of the Bowie knife fame. And it's spelled the same way, so I don't know what David was thinking pronouncing it Bowie. I do remember this caused considerable confusion among my fellow adolescent music enthusiasts when we first started hearing about this David Bowie or Bowie or whatever fellow. Okay, let's get some music going with one of my favorite uses of a David Bowie song in a film. It comes from the 1986 French movie Bad Blood, or Mauvaise Song, if you prefer. A film by an unpredictable but gifted filmmaker, Léos Carax. He also made up his name. It's hard to describe what the film is about, although it has something to do with young people and love and a virus of some sort. Features a great role for Juliette Binoche right near the beginning of her career. There's a moment when the movie's leading man, Denis Levant, kind of a dancer acrobat mime, does a sprinting sort of a dance down a Paris street as a Bowie song plays on the soundtrack and the camera keeps pace or tries to. And it's one of those scenes that just unexpectedly lifts you right out of your seat. It's so effective that another filmmaker basically took the idea and just put it in his own movie some years later, which I'm going to describe after we listen to it. The song is Modern Love.
I catch the paper boy when things don't really
That's Modern Love, written and performed by David Bowie, getting us off to a spirited start here, and recalling an exhilarating sequence from the French film Bad Blood, or Mauvais Song. But you might also have a memory, when you're hearing that, of a scene from the 2012 film Frances Ha. Uses the song in almost exactly the same way. Greta Gerwig runs and dances through the streets of New York as the camera glides along with her and the song plays. I guess director Noah Baumbach was maybe paying tribute to the earlier movie, but it kind of seems like he just appropriated the idea. I don't know. It still works in either case. Well, there have been other David Bowie songs that have been used in multiple films. And here's another one. I suspect the first time Heroes turned up on a soundtrack, it was in the 1981 German film Christian F., F being the first initial of the main character's last name, which I remember seeing in a University of Washington film series way back when, a harrowing story about teenagers in Berlin and the criminal side of life. Bowie recorded the song in Germany, and images of lovers and the Berlin Wall actually informed his lyric writing, so maybe it fits a German movie. Plus, Bowie actually recorded a version of it with German lyrics, and French ones too, for that matter. So you're going to hear some German here, as David Bowie brings us Heroes Helden.
Oh!
That is Heroes Helden. One version of David Bowie's Heroes, written by Bowie and Brian Eno. I was knocked out by that song when I heard it in the German film Christian F., and its unbridled emotion has figured in a few movies since then, including The Perks of Being a Wallflower and in the closing moments of Jojo Rabbit a couple of years ago. I'm Robert Horton, and you're listening to The Music in the Movies, where we are talking about David Bowie and film. Well, now that we've gotten underway with a couple of bangers, let's turn to songs that Bowie created expressly for movies, starting off with his title song for the 1986 film Absolute Beginners, a movie I thought was very enjoyable at the time, although it wasn't much of a box office success, apparently. Bowie agreed to write the title song as long as he could play one of the roles, which he did very ably on both counts, in this look at Britain at the end of the 1950s. So with a slight nod to the past, here is Absolute Beginners.
We're certain to succeed.
That's the title song from the 1986 film Absolute Beginners, written and performed by David Bowie. Bowie's acting career, which included that film, of course, had gotten under gear in the 1970s and frequently used his otherworldly qualities to strong effect, notably by playing an actual alien in The Man Who Fell to Earth, which we're going to get to a little bit later. But one example of this came in his key role in Jim Henson's fantasy project, Labyrinth, from 1986, which I think looms large for the generation that came of age in that era, a Muppet-filled and suitably weird adventure in which Bowie plays a goblin king in an alternative world. I confess that although I reviewed this movie when it came out, and I enjoyed it at the time, I never did see it again, so I'm not that familiar with the Bowie songs in its score. But I was listening to it again, and I do like this one, titled Within You, which comes on in full 1980s garb. A song from Labyrinth, Within You, written and performed by David Bowie. One of Bowie's best songs written expressly for a movie is a song we've played on this show before in our episode devoted to cats. This was the opening credits song for Paul Schrader's 1982 film Cat People, a remake of the horror classic. Giorgio Moroder, who was writing high at that point as a synthesizer maestro, composed the music for the film, and Bowie wrote the lyrics for this song. You're going to get the exotic mood right away, and Bowie gives one of his coolest vocal performances in this one, which is titled Putting Out Fire, also known as the theme from Cat People. Putting Out Fire, the theme from the 1982 film Cat People, music by Giorgio Moroder, lyrics by David Bowie, performed by Bowie for the opening credits of that film. That movie, pretty uneven, I would say, but it is cool to look at. And its director, Paul Schrader, was just exactly right in casting Bowie as the voice of the opening song. His somewhat alien persona, a good fit for the film's story about a woman played by Nastasia Kinski, who turns into a panther when aroused. I'm Robert Horton. You're listening to The Music in the Movies, and we are talking about David Bowie and film. One of Bowie's lesser-known jobs as a movie scorer came with a 1993 British TV miniseries, The Buddha of Suburbia, created by the writer Hanif Qureshi, about a young man coming of age in a multiracial household just outside London. The title song has a beguiling sound, and once again, Bowie seems like an appropriate vocal avatar for a central character who feels not quite embedded in this world.
Living in lies by the railway line, pushing the hair from my eyes. Elvis is English and climbs the hills. Can't tell the bullshit from the lies. Screaming along in South London. But ready to learn. Sometimes I fear that the whole world is queer. Sometimes, but always in
That is the title song from The Buddha of Suburbia, written and performed by David Bowie. So let's stray for a moment away from Bowie's music and talk a little bit about the films in which he performed as an actor, but not as a composer. His first big experience on screen in a movie was for Nicholas Roeg's 1976 film, The Man Who Fell to Earth, a sci-fi opus in which Bowie plays the title character, a visitor from another world. So, good casting, and he is an effective presence in this movie, perhaps aided by Bowie's intimate acquaintance with cocaine during this period. He says he doesn't remember too much about the making of the film, actually. As it happens, Bowie expected to also compose the music for the film, but according to his own account, he was miffed with Nicholas Roeg apparently asked him to submit his work along with some other composer's work, and Bowie ended up just withdrawing all of his own stuff. Some of his music actually ended up going into his next couple of albums, and the movie ended up having a pretty interesting score, some of it generated by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas, and some taken from pre-existing sources like the piece that we're going to hear now. This is one of a handful of selections on the soundtrack by Stomu Yamashita, the Japanese composer. Here's Yamashita's track, Wind Words. This is music from The Man Who Fell to Earth. That's a track called Wind Words, composed by Stomu Yamashita for the soundtrack of The Man Who Fell to Earth, starring David Bowie. The music there is perhaps not Bowie-esque, but catches something about the estrangement and loneliness of his character. Coincidentally, another film starring Bowie had music by a notable Japanese composer, and in this case, the composer Ryuichi Sakamoto also played a lead role in the movie. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence was released in 1983, is action taking place in a Japanese POW camp where Bowie's character is a prisoner and Sakamoto's character is an entranced commandant. The music we'll hear is a cue called Father Christmas, which uses the score's most prominent melody. That's some music composed by Ryuichi Sakamoto from the film Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, containing perhaps David Bowie's most compelling performance. He himself thought it was his most credible movie work, apparently. And that raises the question, was David Bowie a good actor? His movie career never became his main thing, and I think you could say his performances did tend to rely on his distinctive presence, maybe, rather than his range. When the camera turned to him, whether because of his striking looks or his singular style or the fact that one of his eyes had a permanently enlarged pupil, the result of a childhood fight, what we saw was someone absolutely singular. Watch him as Pontius Pilate in Martin Scorsese's film The Last Temptation of Christ and see how Bowie's way of moving and standing are the gestures of a performer. So perhaps appropriate for Pilate, a politician accustomed to presenting himself in public. A canny casting observation by Scorsese, I think. That film has an intriguing score by Peter Gabriel, although no music for the Pontius Pilate scene. I'm Robert Horton. You're listening to The Music in the Movies, where we are talking about David Bowie and film. And now we're going to get back to that 2022 documentary that we started off with, Moon Age Daydream, which is not so much a narrative film as a kind of happening, with songs that weave in and out in excerpts and bits of live performances. So here's a piece of that. This is a remix for the movie of an early song, Memory of a Free Festival, shortened here for the soundtrack of Moon Age Daydream.
Summer. machine is coming down, and we're gonna have a party. The sun machine is coming down, and we're gonna have a party. The sun machine is coming down, and we're gonna have a party. The sun machine is coming down, and we're gonna have a party. The sun machine is coming down.
David Bowie's great anthem, Memory of a Free Festival. That's an abbreviated version there called Moon Age Daydream Mix Edit. That is taken from the soundtrack album for the film Moon Age Daydream. Okay, that's the trailer music, and we will pick an offbeat track as usual for the trailer. This time it's a bit from a soundtrack of a Wes Anderson film, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, which uses a batch of Bowie songs performed on screen by the Brazilian singer Seu Jorge in Portuguese, which doesn't make any particular sense, but then it's a Wes Anderson picture and, you know, there are going to be lots of songs. So here's a gem from that lot. My favorite Bowie song, as it happens, I think one of the great rock and roll songs, heard in a different light here. This is Seu Jorge performing Rebel Rebel.
Você não sabe se vai ou vem, pouco me importa se o dinheiro é seu. Ei, baby, seu cabelo é legal, moda na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas fica tudo bem. Agora diz que está na onda zen. Ei, baby, só zen ser. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. Zero a zero, agora eu vou. Você deu mole então e marco o gol. Zero a zero, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. Você não sabe se vai ou vem, pouco importa se o dinheiro é seu. Moda na gringa é Feliz Natal. Se equivocou, mas ficou tudo bem. Agora diz que está na onda zen. Ei, baby, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu. A maquiagem vai desmanchar para o seu medo aparecer. 00, agora eu vou. Você deu mole, então eu marco o voo. 00, você venceu. Passe amanhã e pegue o que é seu.
That is Rebel Rebel, written by David Bowie, but performed in Portuguese by Seu Jorge as part of Wes Anderson's film The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. There are other Bowie songs adapted for that soundtrack, including Life on Mars and Space Oddity, and it makes you realize that as distinctive as Bowie was as a performer, his songs are so strong they do survive adaptation quite well. So that is our nod to David Bowie and his occasional movie career, which will probably continue given the availability of his songs for soundtracks. We will go out with another of my favorite Bowie songs, Young Americans, originally recorded in the mid-1970s and used in a few films, but especially striking coming at the end of two related movies by the Danish director Lars von Trier, Dogville from 2003 and Manderley from 2005. In both cases, the song plays during the end credits, consisting of grim news photographs of American history. It's not exactly subtle, but it is potent and gives us a good send-off here, too. I'm Robert Horton. I thank you for listening to this episode of The Music and the Movies.
Swoops like a song, she cries. Where are all Papa's heroes gone? Oh.